Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hey, Lily. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great. Is Ruben available?
Let me go ahead and check for you. One moment. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Am I speaking with Abdul?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Abdul. Actually, he's out of the office for the rest of the day. Is there a message I can leave him or something I can help with?
No, I just need to know, like, you guys were supposed to get back with me with the answer about the, signing up my dispatcher to the system. So do you know about that?
I don't, but let me check into that. One second.
Okay, listen, before you check, I do have a dispatcher in the Philippines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give them access to the phone number so they can answer phone calls.
I see.
Is there any way we could do it towards, like, they answer the phone calls on like, the app, or is it on the website, or how can we do this?
I see. Let me go ahead and check to see what we have for this, and I'll be right back on the line with you, okay? I just want to make sure I don't give you any wrong information because I believe Ruben's already working on this, but it'll just be a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your patience, Abdul. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Thank you. I'm looking at Ruben's request for all of this information since yesterday, but it looks like the team is still working on his inquiries. I'm not sure if you would like me to check with the team and follow up with you within 40 minutes or if you would like me to schedule a call
Ruben. Why do I feel like every time I ask you guys questions, you have to figure it out? Like, you guys should know about these things. So how you deal with people if they have dispatchers overseas? How you guys do that? How can I log them in? Just log them in, give them my credential. There is no link, there is no account, there is no profile, nothing.
Yeah, so the reason I'd have to look into it to answer the first question is just because Ruben is your account manager, so he has all the details on all the ins and outs of your account.
No. These details are not, it's a general stuff related to you guys' company. It's not details like Ruben knows about it, no. I'm asking you a general question about local plan. If I have a dispatcher, forget about overseas, I have a dispatcher in the U.S., how can I log them into my local splash account? Give them my own credential as owner?
Oh,
yeah. Create the profile for them.
Right. Are you referring to the Google profile, excuse me, or to the local splash dashboard?
I don't have Google profile.
Okay. So are you referring to the local splash dashboard?
The dashboard and the contracting number.
The call tracking number. Oh, okay. So.
Yes.
So there's no way to give anybody access to the call tracking number itself. You can share your credentials for the local splash dashboard, but for the call tracking number, there's no way to give anybody access to that. If you need, you know, changes as far as where. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I have an employee, don't forget about the location. I have an employee and I give them the credential to the website or the dashboard or the app. And they log in. But forget about the app online on the website or the dashboard. If I give them the login, can they receive the calls on a computer or how that works? How they can receive calls through the dashboard? Before you guys established the website, how things used to be, like how? Before you guys, make the app, how people get access to the contracting number? Where I can call and get calls from? The dashboard?
No, there is no way to get access to the call tracking number. The way we set up accounts is when we have a call tracking number, we select the number that the calls are going to, right? Because when they call the call tracking number, it dials into whatever number you select, whether that's the primary business line or your personal line. Whatever number you'd like linked to the call tracking number is the one we connect it to, and then we promote that number. That call tracking number is the one we show everywhere, is the way it usually works. That's why I'm looking for the details. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if I have somebody who doesn't have a U.S. number, they cannot use the contracting number as a Google Voice number. It's not an actual number. It's just a direct call forwarding number, basically.
I believe so, yes. I don't think that we can add a number from outside of the country, but I can definitely check into that for you. It won't be a problem to look into that. If I don't have a response,
okay. Can we redirect the contracting number forward to a number not from the U.S.?
That's what I'm going to ask. I thought that was your question, because we only have the option to add a
This
US
is my last
number.
Option, to be honest with you. Yeah, this is my last option.
Yeah, I can check. I'd be more than happy to check. Right now, I don't know if I'm going to get an answer, to be honest with you, before the end of day, because our optimization team is out. But I can find out. If I don't have an answer today, I can follow up with you first thing in the morning if Ruben's not back by then. He is expected to be back, but if not, I will be the one to give you a call first thing. Does that work for you? I can place you on a calendar.
That sounds good, because if this don't work, I'm going to have to buy an open phone or ring central number and then have you guys direct the calls or forward the calls from the company number to the online number, because I hired the dispatcher. And that's the first dispatcher. So if I don't get to the bottom of this, I'm going to hire more dispatchers in the future. I want to make sure I build the system correctly.
Yeah,
so
I actually...
get back with me as soon as possible.
Yeah, I actually manage another account that actually does that exact same thing, okay? They have a their dispatching center in the Philippines, and they have a Ring Central phone number linked to the account. So that's one way, okay? So just in case we can't... direct the call tracking number to any number outside of the U.S., I'll make sure to let you know, because I know that can be done as far as having a phone number for Ring Central.
I got it.
Okay. But I will find out. Yep, no problem. I hope I call you back before end of day, but if not, we will give you a call first thing in the morning here, Abdul. Okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Bye-bye.